Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, we gotta, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction level event for me, you will be the best dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led? Okay, like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never, ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media. Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Thank you for joining us this week on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, where you should be going for all your podcast needs.
Absolutely. And while you're online, go to Patreon and become a subscriber to this podcast and supporter. Thank you all who have become newly, and those of you, the OGs, come on now.
Thank you for your support, for supporting this Black-owned business and keeping it, really seriously keeping it afloat. Because
yes.
Let me tell you something, gas is high.
It is high.
So thank you. We also want to thank you for getting cameos. There's little video messages you can get. If you go to Cameo and look for Frangela, you'll find us. And then you can get a happy birthday message. You could give one to someone.
Yes.
Hey, a pep talk, tell your kids to go to sleep, all sorts of things.
And you can join us every Tuesday on the Frangela Duo Facebook page for the Idiot of the Week Live, where we record live in front of you our Idiot of the Week.
So you can watch us, which is thrilling.
Yes.
Oh, but we should say, though, that there will not be one next week.
No. We won't be having a podcast or Idiot of the Week live showing because, holidays.
The holidays. We're out of town, or I'm out of town.
Yes.
So, but we'll be back after that.
Yes. And always join us every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for
the Black Power Hour.
What happens?
That is where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills. Although apparently they have changed the picture now.
Oh, damn it.
But I mean, it was for a good 15 years. Yeah. So it's not,
You know why?
Because somebody finally got a hold of them and was like, because we've been talking about it. Because we influence everything.
Yes, we are.
We are the ultimate influencers.
We are the ultimate influencers. Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know where to start.
Well,
I'm going to start with an easy one. Let me start with an easy one real quick.
You start with an easy one. Okay.
Report. Overwhelming evidence.
Not underwhelming.
Overwhelming evidence. Cuomo engaged in sexual harassment.
Hope
you were sitting.
That's really.
I hope I didn't just shock you out of driving. Well, the New York State Assembly's 8-month investigation found, quote, overwhelming evidence that former Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed women while in office and abused his power by using his staff to help him write and promote his 5.1 million pandemic memoir. In case you were wondering,
he did abuse his power.
I think that takes care of the easy stuff.
Let me tell you, I wrote Angela this weekend and I said, you know, are we doing a show this week? And she said, you know, I think we have
because
to
of the holiday.
Because of the holiday. Yeah. And she goes, I think we have to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. And
I don't want
too. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not in a good place.
Let me tell you. I feel sick. I feel sick inside. I feel worse than sick, but here we go. Because it's my job to do so. And I'm a human. I'm an American. I'm a person. This is what we do.
And are you sure you're all those things?
I am.
Because I'm getting less and less sure that I'm any of those things. I'm becoming increasingly unsure of whether or not I am, in fact, a person. I am, in fact, a human being, and I am, in fact, an American.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure any of that is actually true for me.
Yeah.
And that is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And my frustration level has, as everyone's, I think even the evil folks' frustration level has been at an insufferable high for years. And particularly, we'll get more into that, but where I'm at this very moment is I need a lot of things to go right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Kyle Rittenhouse, as you know.
Fuck Kyle Rittenhouse.
Okay.
Fuck Kyle Rittenhouse. Fuck his punk fucking ass.
Okay.
That's all right.
Did you get that out?
No, I could do it all more.
Okay. You know what I have to say?
Fuck his mama and her punk ass.
Fuck that bitch.
And whoever the punk motherfuckers who gave that punk motherfucker a motherfucking punk AR-15 punk motherfuckers, fuck them all.
Well,
fuck that jury. Let me find out who these bitches are so I can say fuck you to their face.
Oh, since we talk about fuck you, let's talk about the fuck you to the voters in Kenosha.
Well, and I have a feeling where we really need to put that fuck you is the people who didn't vote.
That's
because
right.
It's not, because I guarantee you.
The people who voted for that judge. That,
only one person had to vote for him to win, which was him, because nobody ran against him.
That's right.
So the reality is, what we need to talk about is the people who didn't run against him and the people who aren't participating in the system. The people who were voting,
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the no vote on him was really high.
Yeah.
Well, but it doesn't matter.
Here's my issue. Going the fuck forward.
Thank you.
If I see that man at a bar, and I'm talking about drinking a motherfucking Jack Daniels.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If he's on a park bench, I need that motherfucker removed. Because here's the deal.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. If you live in Kenosha, right now, what I have learned about your city is that black men can be shot by the police. Children can walk up in there with
guns
AR-15,
they're not allowed, illegal in every single way.
Breaking
I don't know how many laws.
And the community.
And the cops will give them water and let them walk on by.
That's right. In the community says that's okay. The judge says it's okay.
To kill people who are simply affirming their First Amendment rights.
That's because you know what? Because the Second Amendment trumps all.
If you're white.
If you're white in this country, and it doesn't matter how old you are.
The perceived safety of any white person is more valuable than any of our lives.
That's right. Speaking of which, Kyle Rittenhouse appeared on Monday on Tucker Carlson Tonight.
I'm gonna go to my cave.
You go to the cave while I read inside. This. For his first televised interview since being acquitted on all charges.
First is so haunting. The use of the term first there is haunting.
From killing two people and maiming a third in Kenosha 2020. Now, then he had the motherfucking nerve.
The audacity.
The temerity.
The gall.
Okay.
Unmitigated.
To say, go on and say, this wasn't a political case. It shouldn't have been a political case. It was made a political case. This had nothing to do with race. It had everything to do with race. And the ways people are twisting this is just sickening. Biden tweeted about then-President Trump not disavowing white supremacists and shared a video which featured Rittenhouse. Tucker Carlson asked him, what do you make of the president of the United States calling you a white supremacist? He replied, Rittenhouse replied, Mr. President, if I would say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. Let me tell you something. If I could have kicked his ass, I would have.
I, understand the facts, like that you had an illegal gun, like that you drove to a community you're no part in, like these people had done nothing illegal to anyone's knowledge. Like what
this
the fuck?
This murderer had a $2 million defense fund.
Fuck Rick Schroeder, if I haven't made that enough clear.
Okay? A $2 million. And you know what? Here's my thing. You know, we're looking at this other story. The DOJ settles with families of Parkland school shooting victims for $130 million, and we'll get to that story possibly in a minute. But the reality is that we've got David Hogg on our side. He's our poster boy. This person who survived a traumatic killing, shooting, somebody coming in.
That shouldn't have happened. Somebody who had a gun who shouldn't have been able to have a gun.
That's right. But there, who is their poster boy?
Yeah.
Is a murderer.
Yeah. Who has not an ounce of remorse.
Not an ounce. Not one fucking single ounce of remorse. And in every way, in every instance, what they have done so far is shown this child, which is, to me, that's child abuse, is to teach this child that he has nothing to be remorseful. He took two lives. He took a fucking weapon of mass destruction into a group of people and killed people, and they are walking around lionizing him.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a domestic terrorist, and they're domestic terrorists. And they are organizing an insurrection in front of our face.
You just told the truth. You just told the fucking truth.
They're organizing an insurrection in front of our face. That's what they are. This was an act of terrorism. It absolutely was an act of political terrorism.
Yes.
And to act like it was anything else is to fall into the trap of believing their bullshit.
That's right.
They know what they're doing.
That's right.
They're trying to make it clear in every way, shape, or form that our lives are in danger because we're brought in black. And if you are not, and you show any allegiance to what is right and justice and equality and equity, then your life is in danger.
Not only is it in danger, we don't care if you get killed.
No.
And you won't get any justice. When I think about it.
No, in fact, he's going to walk out of this with a ton of money, book deals, movies,
right.
All sorts
That's
of things.
That's right. That's
if
right.
If he really cared, he wouldn't make a dime off of it.
He wouldn't have even made a statement.
The fact is, this punk motherfucker, I think it's really important. You know, Colbert said, you know, if what Kyle, he said, I'm not a lawyer, you tweeted, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but if what Kyle Rittenhouse did wasn't illegal, then it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. But the thing is, it is illegal if you're not Kyle Rittenhouse.
That's right.
He absolutely broke the law, broke many laws, but the judge threw out the one charge he would have been convicted on, and I told him when he did it. I was like, the reason he did it is because that's the charge he would get convicted on no matter what.
Yeah.
This allows him to walk out of the courtroom that day.
Yeah.
This was about the photo op of him out of the courtroom that day. That is why that judge is a piece of shit, an unqualified piece of crap garbage that shouldn't be on any bench.
Shouldn't be on a park bench!
Thank you.
Shouldn't
Thank you. I don't want pigeons subjected to that bullshit.
No.
They got
pigeon
honor and integrity.
Shit is too good.
Too good for him.
Too good.
And I think that, you know, it's like we said, all of this stuff, you have to look at it in all of it together, because it's all pretty clear to me again and again that we really have to take this much more seriously on a national level than, I'm not saying people aren't taking it seriously, because I think people are shocked and they're horrified, but I think we're also really tired. I think we all have PTSD. I think we're not sure what to do because we haven't lived through a revolution or an insurrection before, and we don't know what to do when your neighbor is organizing against you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And when the system that we have in place is quite clearly, now it's always been, this is what people who didn't understand when we said systemic racism, hopefully now
I'm
you get it.
But,
hopefully now you but, see it. It's not about individual hearts and minds. It's a system that is from its inception to its operation in laws, practice, and policy. It's not individuals' hate in their heart. It is about a system that is set up to protect white power and privilege above any other form of justice.
And let me tell you something. What we, the privilege of being able to have cameras in the courtroom exemplified all of it, all of the systemic racism, all of the perspective, and going into, we saw the judge and what he did. We saw the defense.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's an audience, and he's not, like most
he
of
He wasn't
this,
shy about it.
No, he's not. He's
he
not
wasn't embarrassed.
Well, I also think he's stupid. I think this judge is actually very stupid. But like, I'm like, this is about, he's playing to, like many people said it, he's auditioning for his Fox show.
That's right.
He's not trying to be a judge.
Right.
You know, like, this made no sense. He was creating moments so that they could be memeable.
Yeah.
And they could be Tucker Carsonable. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he did. And we're sitting here waiting to hear about Ahmaud Arbery, waiting to hear about January 6th.
Yeah.
And Trump and his many legal, situations.
Yeah.
And what I'm desperately, I need these men to be convicted.
Well, the
Francis,
first of all,
I need these lynchers to be convicted.
First of all, I think I just spit on you. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I don't feel
shit
anymore.
I'm so sorry.
No, I got nothing.
I'm so sorry. Because I'm a little passionate.
Oh, you can't possibly think that I can feel pain anymore. I have disconnected from my body in every conceivable way.
Well.
My hand could be hanging on by a thin sinew or muscle, and I would be like, let me tape this on.
Totally.
Like, totally. You know, whatever.
Totally. Well, with Ahmaud Arbery, them putting the glasses on these men, I was going to use a horrible word, but it just on those men to try to make them appear as if they were making thoughtful choices.
Let me tell you something. You, Frangela, has tried this.
I'm telling you,
we have tried this. Okay, this may seem like a departure from what we're talking about, which is the overwhelming bullshit of this country. But let me tell you that we've had this issue within our careers where, because partly because we're comedians, and I think partly because we're the misandroir, however you say that, of this country and this world, the interrelationship of gender and ethnicity, we've had difficulty in our careers with having people simultaneously take us seriously and still enjoy. People need to enjoy their meeting with us, right? That's number one. But then they also need to see us as competent and intelligent and capable of being producers and of doing the sort of the actual workety work. And then performance is work. I'm not saying work, but the other sort of below the line or behind the camera work stuff. And so we couldn't figure out, because every time we would try to address that part of the pitch, you'd see people get not interested.
Yeah.
They'd physically lean back and they weren't paying attention anymore. And they'd be like, okay. And they'd want to end the meeting. And so we give good meeting.
Yeah. We give excellent meeting.
And we learn.
Yeah. And so there came a point where we were like, well, what do we need to do? Do we need to wear glasses?
We made a list of things we could try.
Yeah.
That would allow us to have an intelligent commentary and conversation. Because a lot of times also what happens is we get through this conversation, it'd be an amazing conversation. I remember one in particular, it was ABC Radio.
Yeah.
And we met with this woman who was a lovely woman and very intelligent. And that meeting was hours and it was supposed to be 45 minutes, right? And it was like 3 hours. And we had the best time. We're laughing, talking. And when I tell you that we talked about everything from current like pop culture to, she was really into the French Revolution like I am. And she liked this one historian that I liked. And we literally had a conversation about the French resistance and World War II, but also the French Revolution and this historian Lefebvre. And so that's the scope of our conversation, to then have the last thing she said to us be, so you want to show on the Woman's Network or the Black Network?
Yeah.
And we were like,
oh, the pink ghetto or the black ghetto?
Wow. We talked about this whole race. And so we came out and we're like, okay, what can we learn from this?
Yeah.
Is there something we can do to keep ourselves sort of in people's minds in this other way that they seem to not be able to see us?
Yeah.
And we thought about, we tried wearing glasses when we didn't need them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I say I understand propping out, and I'm glad that they didn't wear their normal Klan outfit,
right?
Because that would have been a bad choice.
That's right.
That might have let us know who they are. A little too on the nose.
Too on the nose.
You don't want to be a caricature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they put glasses on them like that would gussy them out of racist mob, because you know apparently racists have good vision. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that I do have to bring, I was dipping in and out. I watched more of the Rittenhouse trial than I did Ahmaud Arbery. because it was just, it's just too much to watch them murder this woman's child over and over and over and over again.
The defense counsel in that trial is, all of them are bad, but the woman and the gout or gow, how do you say his name?
When she said, his
dirty toenails.
Dirty toenails.
She speaks about him like he's a filthy, disgusting animal or something.
Yeah.
He was jogging.
He was jogging. And you know, so that one is really difficult for me to tune in. I tried as much as I humanly could. To watch it, but when I listened to the defense say that he was Armand Arbery was armed with his fists, that which
you can't leave your hands at home.
to make white people more comfortable. These men who had guns.
I need that attorney to actually be. It's Gao or something, right? Like G-O-U. I can't say anything. But I need him to be brought up on some charges by the Bar Association, because the reality is that he's every single day gone off about black people being in the room.
Yep. Like, every single day.
It is.
So when you sit down at Thanksgiving and somebody brings up their garbage ass fucking argument about why Kyle Rittenhouse was right, or what good would it have served
to put him in jail, child in jail.
You know, because he's a good kid. I just want, you know, that's a garbage fucking position.
And it's not okay.
And it's not okay.
It's never been okay. And it's never been okay to sit down at the table and be okay with our racist uncle. It's never been okay. But at this point, I don't know how many of us all have to die before people get it in their heads that these words have consequences.
Yeah.
That this is how, you know, I mean, and that this is all, it's sending a very unambiguous message. Clearly and loudly. And if you don't agree with it, you have to be loud about that.
Yeah.
It's not okay to be quiet about it.
And that is our final word. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show. And I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your motherfucking emails.
Wow, that's a departure.
That was a departure.
But you know what? I'd like to blame myself for that.
Well,
because
I'm going to tell you something. I'm in the
mood. I'm in a motherfucking mood.
I'm in such a mood where I love this podcast, but I don't want to do it today because I'm in a fucking mood.
Let me pregame some emails. This is not a great opportunity to engage me in a debate about these issues. If you have a viewpoint or you feel like we have missed some nuance or some subtlety, I'm going to invite you to keep it to your motherfucking self for a few months. Okay? Journal it, make it a post-it, and I promise I will let you know when I'm open for debates. Because right now I had to not watch the news at all.
Yeah.
yeah. for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did vague check-ins just to make sure we weren't at war a couple times, and the wind was really bad, so I was trying looking for a weather advisory, and then I was out. And everybody who tried to bring it up with me, I went, I need you to not.
Yeah.
I'm not in a place where, even though I know you, I'm probably going to agree with whatever you're going to say, I need to pretend I don't live in this world for 2 to 3 days, because my anger level and my fatigue and my weariness is not in the good place. So I'm going to invite you, pregame it, to ask yourself, is this something you really need to say, or could you journal it?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And then we can have a conversation. I'm just asking for a few weeks.
Totally.
Months, well, maybe, you know, but at least 2 weeks. That's what I'm asking for.
And I'm going to tell you something. I completely agree. And I told Angela I dropped out of a couple of things because it's over-efforting and it's over-taxing. It's overwhelming.
We're actually just people.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I need a break.
Problems and not enough this and not enough that. And, you know, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And those of you, but I will also say the reason like we are here though is because overwhelmingly, and I mean 99.99999% like this is a community of love and support, and we thank you for it, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have support, not just financially, but I think even emotionally.
Yeah.
That like, and this is a great place to find each other and find support, and we thank you for that. It's just not a good time to disagree.
This week is a bad week.
This is a bad disagree week.
This is a bad
week. I think we do pretty well normally. But this week, not so much.
Not so much. This email is from Robert Admiral McAdams, I should say.
Right.
And it's entitled Rittenhouse. It says, Angela and Francis, there are no words. I mean, I knew this was a racist-ass country intellectually. The Trump years really drove that home, especially with how close the 2020 election was and had no right to be. But goddamn, they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Nope.
And it goes on to talk about being living in liberal California and people being pretty chill. And he goes on to say, he says, but I mean, Jesus, at this point, if I was a black person and some random white person got into my face, I would just have to assume they were about to murder me and act appropriately to defend myself, right? I mean, what would I have to lose in that hypothetical situation? If I end their threat to me before they carry out their murder, I am going to either be killed by a racist cop or get zero justice in the court system. If I let them carry on with their threat, I either end up dead with zero justice in the court system, or a cop still might roll up and shoot me for arguing with some white dude. He goes on to say, every single American was harmed by the Rittenhouse jury today. Black, white, old, young, everyone. This was a miscarriage of justice, and I hope to God that, just like Trayvon Martin's murderer, whose name I will not utter, this dog's little murdering ass, murdering racist ass, for the rest of his life. I hope women will have nothing to do with him. No company will employ him. No landlord will rent to him. I hope the family sues him in civil court and bankrupts him. That's not good. He's got so much money. And if there is any justice at all in this world, I hope the U.S. Justice Department will come after his ass for ATF firearm violations at the federal level and 2 civil rights prosecution.
Thank you.
Sincerely,
the Admiral.
Thank you.
You know, we invite you guys to go. BuzzFeed has an article about it, but look up this incident and keep an eye on it. This guy, I believe is it Mark Wilson, young man who on June 14th, 2020, 21-year-old Mark Wilson, who is black, and his 21-year-old girlfriend, Emma Rigdon, who is white. They left a Taco Bell in Statesboro, Georgia. At a stoplight, they pulled up to a truck that had, I guess, what they thought was a truck full of white men in it, and they were shouting, this is all alleged, whatever, but shouting N-word and your lives don't matter and all that racist stuff at them. And he shot in self-defense, and one of the people in that car was killed. And so it's just going to be interesting to see what happens
right
in his case, since that's exactly what Robert was just saying and what you were just what we were just talking about. So go ahead and look up that trial and go look up they're not at the trial place yet, but look up the case and let's all pay attention to that. This next email is from Christina F. Thank you, we love you, you're fabulous. Hi, Francis and Angela. Micro idiot Waffle had me on the floor laughing my arse off. So funny. Poor packing candy. Your incredible talent.
Thank you. Hashtag forever fan, Christina F. We love you. Thank you. And here's the thing. Micro idiots, when you're a Patreon, you get micro idiots.
Yes, you do.
And when I tell you the micro idiots, the one I listened to today was about the candy corn and the bratwurst.
Oh, right.
And when I tell you, first of all, Laura outdid herself. Did our she? Producer, Laura. I had never heard this rap. And I don't, it sounds like Weird Al, but I don't know if it is. It's a rap about candy corn and how candy corn doesn't get enough respect. Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious. Like, it's, if I may say so, the micro idiot is hilarious. But the cherry on top of the sting at the end of it is so, always so delicious. But in this one in particular, I was like, you go ahead, Laura. It's hilarious.
Yes. Well, please, please join us for the micro idiot fun. And again, like I'll say it all the time, it is great self-care. And, you know, I try to
take care of you.
I try to take care of myself by laughing and having a good time. I pet a lot of dogs on the street. I've gotten weird.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what I would say. You know, everybody take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap Up.
This is where we just are going to encourage you to go out and do things besides calling your representatives and senators at 202-224-3121 to let them know that you believe voting rights is the most important thing going on or whatever. And all the other things that are important to you, please do that. But it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So what ways can you give back?
Yes, you can deliver meals to people in need.
And people in need, I think it's a hard subject, but think about people around you and think about ways that there are ways to give to people that don't, that are as close to not making them feeling awkward or bad or whatever. Like if you suspect that there's some people who are food insecure around you, maybe just be like, oh, we made an extra pie. We brought you this or an extra, you know, quiche or whatever the heck you make, you know. And you know, looking for ways to show up.
Oh, your senior neighbor.
Yeah. You know? Bring them something, offer to help them. Invite somebody over if you think they might be alone or even if they can't be, you know, if you can Zoom, whatever.
Yeah.
Donate. Every community, unfortunately, has to have a food bank. So I guarantee you there's a food bank near you that could use your support and definitely your donations.
Yeah, you can run in a turkey trot.
You know, and just, you know, look for ways to give to people and in your, and I think this is imperative around you. It amazes me sometimes when you find out that there's somebody like right in your midst who like
needs.
Yep. And they may need and not know how to ask.
Yep. Also, I want to encourage you to help out in your own family. I think here's something, and I, you know, that is really interesting is that, you know, oftentimes I think we think about being caring or thankful and gratitude and all of those things, but it doesn't necessarily transform or transmit into our actions. You know, so if you can be there for your family, you know, and if it's
not all of them, I'm saying the ones that act right.
You know, all I'm saying, like during the holiday, wash an extra dish. Help. If you don't normally help with the turkey, help with the turkey. Maybe go slice some things up. Make yourself be useful.
This sounds like something you want. I don't know.
Make yourself of use.
Tom and Abby, y'all need to do some more at Thanksgiving is what
Make
I'm hearing.
Make yourself useful.
Maybe you guys can.
Tired of cleaning the toilets by myself.
I think that maybe the people at Francis's house need to update game over the week is what I'm hearing.
You want that cranberry chutney, don't you?
Just maybe she's a little bit of help. A little bit of assistance. A little bit of an assist. Okay.
Or Francis Carey.
And I'm guessing this is Abby mostly. I'm guessing.
It is.
Yeah. Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela.
Do your best. And we love you. We are thankful for you and for this opportunity.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Find some joy. Find some peace.
Please.
Any way you can.
Anyway. And happy Thanksgiving to you too, Laura. We love you.
We love you.
No surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.